RV Family Travel Atlas is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV.
And by the Thetford Corporation. The industry expert and innovation leader, Thetford has made RV travel a more pleasant experience for over 50 years. To see a complete lineup of products, visit Thetford.com.
And by Jayco. Since 1968, Jayco has been providing a way for generations of families to create lasting memories. For more information, visit your local Jayco dealer or head on over to jayco.com.
And by Cabela's. Cabela's has everything you need to get your family into the great outdoors. Visit Cabela's.com and make sure your next camping adventure is one for the record books.
And by Highway West Vacations. Highway West invites you to connect with family, friends, and nature as you experience the beauty and adventure found in the great American West. Visit HighwayWestVacations.com to start planning your next great trip today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we write about RV and family travel with our three boys, Theo, Max, and Wes.
You can read about our adventures at RVFamilyTravelAtlas.com. And you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
On this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas, we are introducing you to Highway West Vacations, a company with 12 luxury resort campgrounds spread across the great American West. We were first introduced to this brand when Kate Dunbar reviewed the Flying Flags RV Resort over on Campground of the Week. If Kate raves about a place, we know it's worth checking out.
Well, the more we learned, the more we were convinced that Highway West Vacations has its finger on the pulse of campground resort trends. So we invited Didier Snyder, Director of Marketing and Sales, onto the show to tell us more about this growing brand.
You might think camping is all about roughing it, far from the creature comforts of home. But we know that luxury resort campgrounds are an outdoor hospitality trend that is here to stay. You are listening to episode number 132. Say hello to Highway West Vacations.
Before we head into this week's featured topic, say hello to Highway West Vacations. We have our RVFTA news roundup, and it just seems like things are buzzing a little bit, Stephanie, as we head towards spring.
People always start to get excited. People get a little, like, worked up, a little antsy when, you know, camping season for all of us people that have to winterize is getting close. You know, people get antsy.
But it feels so far away, too. There's snow in the forecast here in New Jersey.
There is. We thought that we were going to be able to go camping this weekend.
I'm not giving up hope yet, even though it's supposed to be 15 degrees Saturday night.
We're not going camping if it's 15 degrees outside. But we are seeing people start to take their first trips. People are taking their first spring, like, vacations.
Those people down south like to make the rest of us jealous.
I know. That's okay. It makes everybody happy, too, to see people out there camping.
Like, happy and jealous together.
Yeah.
Now, listen, we started this new RVFTA The Group, this Facebook group. There's almost 700 members as we speak, and it's taken on a life of its own. It's become just a very lively and friendly environment for just talking about all things camping and RVing and asking for some good advice from people that know.
I love it. It has totally just, like, inspired me to hear. You know, we know that there's great feedback out there from our listeners. We know that. The few, you know, it's like the emails that we get, the comments that we get on social media. They're always great. They always add to the discussion. And we love that because it is a discussion. But this group has made it so dynamic, and it's really brought out people just, like, throwing out those ideas all the time. Everything from travel advice. People are asking for, you know, the best place to go here or there. But then also, like, some safety tips that people ask for, how to declog a sink or,
product recommendations, anything you could think of. And everybody's got a tip. I mean, everybody's got some great product they bought that surprised them that they loved. Everybody's got a campground that blew them away that maybe is sort of, like, under the radar that everybody doesn't know about. So we all have something to contribute to a group like this. So please join.
And if you're friendly.
If you're friendly. And if you're not, we're going to zap you. We will zap you.
Yeah, no, I know.
We're not shy
that.
About that. We're not shy about protecting the group and keeping it, you know, like,
oh,
no pranks
allowed.
I've been
too many other Facebook groups that just like devolve into these long strands of people sniping at each other, and it is not going to happen.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, there's a lot, there is, like, we all know it. There's a lot of negativity on Facebook. I'm keeping it out of this group, okay?
Yeah.
Censorship is alive and well on RVFTA, the group. If you get cranky and you get nasty, I'm pressing the button that makes you go away. What is that reference to?
Bye, Felicia. It's a saying. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
You're not.
No, I want to know.
No, it's just pop culture, honey. It's okay. You can Google it later. All right. So the next thing that we want to talk about in our news roundup is we just had a great visit. Another one of those like kick off the springtime camping season thing. We had a great visit.
Steffi's calling
Cabela's.
It a visit. I'm going to call it what it was. A shopping spree at Cabela's.
It was pretty crazy.
We went bonkers. We really geared up in terms of clothing. We're getting some gear shipments in from Cabela's soon, and we're going to be testing all that stuff and reviewing the things that we love. But this weekend was all about getting the clothes together for spring hiking, summer hiking, and the camping season.
Yeah, I'm really excited to – we got some very good – rain gear, and we'll talk more about that in the future. We know we're going to need it on our trip to the Pacific Northwest this summer. That was something that was high on our list, and we got some great rain gear to try out, so hopefully we'll be reviewing that
in
the
future. I'm thrilled with my new hiking pants.
Why?
Thrilled because they just fit really well, and they
good,
were pretty lightweight. I have trouble getting hiking pants that are lightweight that fit right for some reason. I usually have to get like heavier or more cottony kind of ones. I got nice lightweight ones that fit perfectly.
All right. So one thing that I got, and I think I should probably post a picture of these on our Instagram or something, because they had all of these, you know, Cabela's has their branded shirts, and I wrote about their branded sweatshirts in a blog post just because I think their branded clothing is so affordable and it's actually really quality. So I love the fact that I can get our kids like these like really affordable t-shirts, and they last the entire season.
And the kids like them. Like to get
I
have to say, we're at the Jersey Shore. To get a Surf Shop t-shirt, like O'Neill or Rip Curl or something, it's like $20 for a kid's t-shirt. It's like $25 for an adult's t-shirt. You go to Cabela's and the boys pick out really cool like fishing t-shirts or like hiking t-shirts, and they're like $8
t-shirts. Yeah, so much more affordable. So I got a few. They had camping ones. So I was like, oh, look at that. So there was one that was like the mountains are calling, which was really cute. And then there was another one and it said like, you know, camp, hike, sleep, repeat,
well,
you know.
We have to do a photo shoot with
you
in these shirts.
I don't know about me and the shirts. I'll like lay the shirts out. But there was a bunch of camping ones. So I didn't remember that from before. So I snagged four. I snagged four like camping Cabela shirts. So that was fun. So we did. We had a good time. We like definitely stocked up, and we'll be rolling out like some of our favorite
things.
But
more excitingly, we kind of made some serious plans to do three different meet and greet days at the Cabela's in Hamburg, Pennsylvania. And we're going to be there. We're going to be hanging. We're going to be meeting our podcast listeners. And what are those three special events, Stephanie? They're huge events, and we'll be there as part of these events.
And I will put these in the show notes. We'll also like probably put them in a post in the group. We'll put them in a post on other places in social media. But April 29th, we will be there for the Camping Classic. So the Camping Classic is April 29th and 30th. That's a Saturday and Sunday. But we're going to be there on Saturday, April 29th.
We're going to hang for like 4 hours. Mm-hmm. So any podcast listeners that are in Pennsylvania or the kind of greater tri-state area, come say hello. Hang out with us at Cabela's. We'll be checking out some camping gear. And there actually will be RVs there.
Yeah. So we were talking to one of the organizers this past Saturday. And he was telling us, one of the outfitters of the story is telling us about how he's partnered with an RV dealer nearby, and they're bringing all these RVs and like a lot of them. So that was really cool. And we didn't know that that was going to happen there.
And what they're going to do is they're going to bring, if weather permitting, they're going to bring a lot of the cool camping gear, because Cabela's has a full on camping store within their larger store. They're going to bring out all their gear, the camp chairs, the coolers, the grills, set it up in and amongst the RVs. And that's where we're going to be hanging. If it's a rainy day, we'll just go inside and hang in the camping store area. And we would love to say hello to anybody from the area.
And there's also going to be like – they do like little classes, like seminars. And there's going to be three of them. And we're going to go to all three. So it's going to be like pitching the perfect tent, outdoor cooking, and then
like
also
survival. Like a wilderness survival one. Which anybody that does – you don't have to be, you know, out there in the middle of the woods camping to take a little class like this. If any family that does hiking, I think, should take a little class like this.
Yeah. And Ron at the store, the outfitter at the store that we were talking to about this was really – about the guy who does the survival like seminar. He was saying he's really good. So I'm excited about going to that, and I would highly recommend checking it out. We'll be there.
Yeah, so that's Saturday, April 29th, and we'll keep more details coming on that. And then we're also going to be there for Ladies' Day. In particular, Stephanie will be there for Ladies' Day, but I want to get in on this too.
Of course you do.
And that's May 13th. Okay, so we'll be meeting and greeting podcast listeners again May 13th at the Hamburg Cabela's, and then there's one more day to put on your calendar.
Family Adventure Day is on June 10th. Okay, so that's a full day with all those kids' activities there too. There's like archery, all that kind of stuff. They do the different activities, like the balloon animal, you know, all other stuff like that, but also outdoorsy things from Cabela's.
A great day to bring your kids and get them geared up for summer hiking, summer camping, summer kayaking and canoeing. All of that stuff.
All right. So those are going to be our 3 days at Cabela's. Exciting.
And I have to say thank you again to the outfitters who were so patient and thoughtful with the boys and really made it a special experience kind of working directly with the boys to pick out their fishing gear for the summer. They came home. They were organizing their fishing gear on Sunday night at 9:30, even though we wanted them to go to bed. Or was it 8:30?
We got home late, but we promised
them they could organize their fishing gear. And they are so pumped to be fishing this season at the campground. And it got me excited about it, too. We've told the story before. Stephanie and I did not grow up fishing, and we're not expert at fishing at all. But the boys kind of just have fallen into this love for fishing on their own. And I'm actually so proud of them for that. And they're going to be...
Yeah, no. I will be proud of them when they actually do the dirty work, too. Because right now, they've fallen in love with fishing. But mom and dad are hooking the worms and taking the hooks out of the fish.
Wesley is three.
Okay. Okay, I'll still do it for him. But the boys need to step up
a little on the worm front. And that's one of the reasons they love that power bait so much, I think.
Oh, I had a showdown with one of them last year, like towards the end of the summer. I was like, you have to put it on. You have to put it on. He's like, no. And I'm like, oh, I'm not doing it anymore. So look,
I honestly think this will be the year for all those things because they are full on into this fishing thing.
Well, they said because they picked out the power bait with Jamie, the outfitter who was helping us in the fishing section. He was amazing. Jamie was so nice. And he was like picking out the power bait with them and everything. So Max and Theo think like the days of worms are over and they're going to just get to use power bait. So I think that they think like, oh, good. We've like skirted that issue and we're going to move on.
at the end of the day, these outfitters are educators, you know, and they are there teaching people what the right gear is. So if you go to a Cabela's, you know, ask for some help if you're not positive, and you're going to get really great customer service.
I love watching people like that in action. It makes my heart, like, it just like warms my heart to watch people like that, like who know what they're doing and have a love for a certain activity or hobby or sport to like pass that on to somebody else. I don't know. I love that. I had such a kick like watching Jamie like.
Well, it is.
To
you
the
said
boys.
This on social media. It's the teacher in you, and it's the teacher in me too, where you watch somebody doing that and you're like, it's so important that we pass on the things that we love and that we're good at to other people and that we share our knowledge and share our abilities with others.
A lot of ways to teach in life. So then also we just wanted to point out sometimes like we end up looking up and realizing that our rating is kind of floating around out there and we haven't mentioned it. So we actually have two articles that are up on the Progressive Lifelines blog. So that's lifelines.progressive.com. And recently they posted a 2017 RV trends piece that we wrote, and then also our RVs for the larger family. And, you know, if you're listening to this and you didn't, you know, see any of our content from Hershey or you wanted to refresh yourself on that, go over there and check out five picks of ours from Hershey 2017 models that are great for larger families. In other words, they can sleep a bunch.
And look, we know that once you get over two kids, it gets really tricky to find an RV because we've lived that, first of all. And we just know there's not as many floor plans. So there's some good picks here. We also have a big feature article out in the April issue of Trailer Life magazine about one of our favorite American cities, Charleston.
Yeah. I mean, all of our listeners are probably like, oh, yeah, we heard all about your trip to Charleston. And it's true. We took it last spring, but that's print media, folks. We took that trip last spring. We submitted the article, you know, when? I don't remember. Our deadline was the summer.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, we submitted the article a few weeks after the trip to Charleston. Yeah. And it's so funny you say that because we come home from a trip and then our blog posts are sometimes we put them up during the trip or right after the trip seems like such a long time to wait, right? Like, oh, we were in Charleston last week and I'm just getting my blog post up. But print media, man, it is a full year later.
Yeah.
And the article came up, but so I was excited to say
the
it.
The April issue of Trailer Life, the April issue. So that should be coming out on the newsstands. We just got our copy in the mail, our contributor copy in the mail. So it's probably going to be out on the newsstand soon. And I'm going to tell you, you've heard us say it before, Charleston was a gem of a find for us. It was one of our favorite family RV trips ever. We just had such
a
good time there.
It is one of my two favorite American cities.
I'm waiting for you to say the other one. What is it? What?
New Orleans and Charleston.
Oh, okay.
And
right.
The
two
reason,
southern cities.
The reason I hedged was I'm not saying New York City. And that almost shocked. I almost shocked myself.
Sometimes when you live by someplace.
That's what it
that's
is.
That's what happens.
If I lived down south, I'd say New York City.
Yeah.
But for me, New Orleans and Charleston are just magnificent, magnificent American cities for food, for music, for history, for culture, for fun.
All right. So check out that article. We loved it. It was a labor of love. We loved writing that article. We loved that trip. So.
Okay, so we're going to come back in a second, and we have a great interview lined up in three parts with Didier Snyder, who's the director of marketing for Highway West Vacations. We're pretty pumped about this company. We're going to be visiting some of their campgrounds this summer, and Didi is just a great representative of everything that they're doing right in terms of the on-point resort-style camping that's so popular in the RV industry right now.
Yes, and I want to give people a little bit of background to this, a little insider background to how Didier ended up on this show. We were talking to her because we were planning out our trip. We were on a conference call with her, right? She's on speakerphone, and we're talking about the details of their properties and everything like that. The more we talked to her, the more we were okay. By the end of that call, we were Didier, can you please come on our show?
She's a little bit of a poet. I mean, she can paint a picture with words, and she just brings these locales to life. I mean, the campgrounds themselves, but also these beautiful locations in Washington, Oregon, California, and Utah.
Yeah, and she has a love for the brand. She really believes in it, and that comes across in her communication. So we wanted to have her on the show because we do feel like this is trending. Obviously, you've heard us say it before, but also because, we do have a lot of listeners out there in the West, and these 12 properties are spread throughout Utah, California, Oregon, and Washington. These are amazing retreats. These are wonderful opportunities. Kate Dunbar called it one of her favorite campgrounds ever.
The Flying Flags in California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So we are excited to introduce you to Highway West Vacations, and we'll be back in a second with Didier Snyder. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are incredibly excited to be here with Didier Snyder, the Director of Marketing and Sales for Highway West Vacations, and she is going to break down this entire exciting company for us in a second. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at the Thetford Corporation.
Thetford is the industry expert and innovation leader, and they have been making RV travel a more pleasant experience for over 50 years. As you're getting your camper ready for spring camping season, make sure you stock up on AquaSoft toilet tissue, which is specifically designed to prevent clogging and holding tanks. We have always use the AquaKen Toss-ins also, which are single-dose holding tank deodorants. We've been using these two products since our very first camping trip in our very first pop-up camper, and we've never had holding tank issues.
No holding yet. Tank issues at all.
Now to see a complete lineup of products, visit Thetford.com.
TDR, welcome to our show. We're so excited to have you.
Oh, guys, I am so happy to be on your show. I'm a huge fan. You guys are just wonderful. So thanks for having us.
Oh, it's absolutely our pleasure. Now, Didier, you are the marketing director and sales director at Highway West Vacations.
I am, and I have such an exciting role with the company. I get to share all the wonderful stories and messages about all of our beautiful properties to many different people around the world, which is really exciting.
Well, you do that very well because you have us completely intrigued and completely excited about visiting some of these properties, which are far, far away, but we can't wait to get to this summer. So, you know, a lot of our listeners, you're a smaller brand. You have been growing over the course of the last 10 years or so. So a lot of our listeners may not be aware of Highway West Vacations and their campground properties out there in the West. And we want you to just kind of tell us all about this company, all about these campgrounds, and hopefully we'll give our listeners a new peek at a whole set of campgrounds that they're going to come and visit over the next year. So why don't you talk a little bit about how the company got started way back when in 2005, was it?
Yes, 2005. Greg Fowler, the owner of High West Vacations, is such a lover of the great outdoors and really wanted to extend his business into the outdoor space. He's a wonderful visionary and a man who just really enjoys the great outdoors. And so he first acquired Flying Flags RV Resort and Campground in beautiful Buellton, California. And he saw the potential to extend this brand and purchase RV resorts in beautiful destinations, throughout the Western Hemisphere and on the West Coast here. And it's just incredible to see how quickly we have grown. We have 12 beautiful properties. And the cool thing about each property that we have is that they're all so different and all so unique. Every one of them has their own personality. So you could be here at Flying Flags in the heart of the Santa Ynez Valley in wine country, but head out to the desert, to Borrego Springs, and feel like you're in the Wild West when you're at Palm Canyon Hotel and RV Resort. So it's a really wonderful diversity. You know, as someone who loves to travel and, you know, discover new places, it's wonderful to know that everywhere you can go within our family, you're going to feel and see and experience the Highway West message, but you're going to have a different experience at each resort. So it's really unique.
All right, that's so exciting. So, and obviously, the geographically, each of these resorts are very different, but there does seem to be some common aspects as well in terms of certain amenities and a certain level to the resort properties. So in what ways is there like a common branding to all of them?
Sure. So Highway West Vacations really excels in their accommodations, right? So everyone thinks of an RV resort or an RV park that they're basically purchasing just a space. Well, we give our guests so much more. So we welcome RV enthusiasts with premier sites, but we also have Airstream alleys at some of our resorts. We have cabins on water. We have safari tents. We have yurts. We have spaces right on the beach for you to pitch your own tent or to stay in a surf tent or a surf cabin, if you will. And so it's really unique. We really go above and beyond to share with our guests different styles of ways that they can accommodate in the great outdoors. And I think that that's what's really unique about Highway West Vacations is that it's not just one mold fits everybody. It's just so diverse.
Now, as we mentioned, your first campground was the Flying Flags RV Resort, and that's where you are right now as we're talking to you out there at that property. Now, we actually became familiar with your brand through this campground because we had a correspondent on our show who raved about Flying Flags.
Kate Dunbar, who was our California respondent. This was before we really knew much about you. This is one of her absolute favorite campgrounds. And Kate's not easy to please.
No, and she went on and on. Now, I want you to tell me, I think that Kate's experience with this campground is very common. So why don't you share why you think Flying Flags RV Resort is such a popular campground with guests?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first, you're surrounded by these beautiful mountains here in Bulten, and the scenery, the landscape, the open air is just stunning. But when you get on property, you really feel like you are about to experience something different. You are able to create memories and do something that, you know, is not typical. We have so many different styles of accommodations at Flying Flags. We have our wonderful RV slips. We have Airstream Alley. We have our Safari Village, which makes you feel like you're in the middle of Africa. We have surf cabins, wine cottages, standard cottages. And we are now, and we've broken ground, and we'll conclude in the next, I think, 8 weeks, what we call the ranches, which is going to be a private, adult-only, no kids, no pet area, so people can truly relax in this environment. We have a cafe on property. We have pools. We have spa. We have playgrounds. We have everything that you need to just sit back and relax and enjoy the great outdoors here.
Sounds like you could have the same guest could come back 6 or 7 or 8 times and have a very different experience. I mean,
absolutely.
With these different types of accommodations. Do you find that guests do that? Like they try the Airstream one time and then they come back and do a yurt or something like that?
Yeah, we do. We have a really great reputation with our guests. They come back if they're RVers. They want to try maybe on the opposite side of the park to experience something different. But if they are looking for the different various accommodations that we do offer, people will do that. They'll stay in an Airstream one time, and then they'll go into a surf cabin, or they may go to Safari Village. And so, yes, you can come back again and again and have a different experience. Unlike when you go on vacation and stay in a hotel, you're typically in a room, four walls, and it's kind of the same. Well, here, it's different. Every weekend, it's different.
We think this is so on point right now in the industry because we're really into the idea of flying to a location but still having the campground experience. And we think a lot of our podcast listeners might be interested in that too. Like, not everyone wants to drive from New England or the East Coast to California, but they want to go there. So fly
right.
in and rent an Airstream from you guys, and you're getting that camping experience, and you get to stay in an Airstream, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. It's really fantastic, and we find that a lot. You know, we have bus tour groups that come through, and people are like, well, hey, I want to stay there. I don't want to go down to the local hotel. I want to be in the great outdoors and experience California that way, or Oregon or Washington or Utah in a different way. And we have recently partnered with American Airlines, and people will be able to see our resorts on their in-flight video screens and really experience Highway West Vacations. And the cool thing about that is that we're talking about international travelers, people who are taking flights to different destinations and wanting to immerse themselves in the local culture. And that's really what I think resonates with Highway West Vacations, is that every property we have, we're really immersing people in that local culture, giving them a truly wonderful, organic experience to the great outdoors. And it's so fun.
All right. So you just mentioned a little bit about what I'm going to touch on in my next question. But, you know, this Flying Flags RV Resort, it's so clear that you guys are doing it right there, right? I mean, everything we've ever heard about this property is a rave review. So my question is, like, what parts of that RV resort? I know you said that these other, you know, properties are unique and special in their own way, but what are you trying to duplicate? You know, like what are you bringing from that Flying Flags experience and trying to make sure is present in your other properties as well?
Sure, that's a great question, and that really does speak to how the brand has grown and how people can be familiar and feel comfortable that when they know they're going to a Highway West Vacations property, that they can understand a certain standard and an environment and a feel. So throughout all of our sister properties, you can experience various adaptations from Flying Flags RV Resort and Campground. You will see safari tents along the coastline in Oregon. You will feel the essence of cabins up in Oregon and in near Odell Lake. You will experience different styles of Airstream rentals, like in Palm Canyon. At Palm Canyon Hotel and RV Resort, we have Airstream Alley there as well. So there is that familiarity and that thread that kind of weaves throughout all the properties. And we have an incredible design team and a lead designer, Eric Hockey, who does an amazing job of those special touches and really bringing the essence of the brand to each resort.
You guys are obviously ambitious and looking to grow. So
yeah.
When you look to add a property, what are you looking for? I mean, just an incredibly unique location, or is it just based on what's out there for sale? I mean, what's the strategy for growth?
So our strategy for growth is really listening to our guests. What do our guests want? Where do they want a vacation? It's all about that epic destination. So first is destination. You know, what destinations are hot? What's trending right now? What is important to guests when they go to those destinations? So they're the things that we really look at. You know, we're looking at Palm Springs right now. That is a wonderful destination for gathering and for groups. We're looking at Hawaii for people who do want to fly.
No way.
Both of our eyes just got as big as saucers.
Yeah, but you know, we're talking about air travel, right? People can travel via air but still have that outdoor feeling and glamping experience. And then again, you know, the coastlines are always an attractive calling card for all types of guests.
Stephanie and I are melting right now. We are both like melting into a puddle of love.
But this
right
is what
now
happens every time I talk to Pierre. I just go take me away to your campground.
Let me ask you this, though.
That's what we want to do, right? That's our goal. Our goal is to make you feel that way. You know, traveling and creating experiences is all an emotional connection and a memory for all of us. So we want our guests to feel that way when they think of us and when they visit our resorts and when they leave and they can share those stories with their family and friends in a positive way that they didn't experience before. You know, so that's what I'm so happy. I'm making you guys melt.
Now, do you feel like you guys were ahead of the game here? Because so many of the things that you're talking about, that you're doing, all of a sudden seem to be on trend and on point and hip in the camping industry. Just in the last 2 years, this sort of idea of the resort-based campground, but you've been doing this now for over 10 years. So did you kind of wake
Absolutely.
Up one day and go, okay, everybody else caught up with us?
You know, I'm really honored to work alongside Greg Fowler, as I said. He's such a visionary, and he has set that trend. We are setting the trend for other camping companies. You know, what we are doing, people are beginning to model and see that, you know, we're working towards what that long-term goal is and how we want people to interact with the outdoor space. And so I really feel proud to say that we are trendsetters in the camping world. And, you know, it's just wonderful to be part of that and just see it all develop and for it to be engaged and appreciated by our guests.
Didier, thank you so much for just giving us that good brief overview of the history of the company and kind of where you're going in the future. We are going to be back in a minute, and we're going to talk about some specific properties that you feel highlight sort of the magic of the entire brand. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are excited to be back again with Didier Snyder, the Director of Marketing and Sales for Highway West Vacations. And we're just going to dive right into what these campgrounds are like and get a little bit more information so you can plan your next great adventure with them. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco.
Jayco's Melbourne Class C motorhome is top-line comfort backed by rock-solid durability and an industry-leading 2-year limited warranty. Built on a Mercedes 3500 chassis and powered by a 188-horsepower V6 turbo diesel engine, the Melbourne will keep you going. Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information today. Jayco, generations of family fun.
I'd like to hop into a Jayco Melbourne and get out on the highway west right now.
Let's go. And where are we going to go first? Well, Didier picked out three properties for us to talk about that she really feels say something about the brand in general. But first, Didier, I was wondering if you could speak to our audience about sort of the delineation of properties that you have. When you look at your 12 properties, there's some that are called expresses and there's some that are called resorts. Can you just speak to the experience of both of those?
Sure, absolutely. So when we talk about Avi Express properties, they're the types of resorts for the weary traveler on the road looking for a safe haven for the night because they're between destinations. So we have these really well-appointed resorts such as Pony Express in Salt Lake City, Utah, which is a beautiful, immaculate resort. But I always say to people, you may be stopping here in one of our Express properties, but you end up staying a few days because you are surrounded by mountains and beautiful scenery that you may want to just take in and rest for a little bit. So our Express properties really just help our guests get back on the road. And then we have our RV resorts. They are the places that you stay for three or more days and just dive into the environment and really take that vacation that you need. And then we also have our signature destinations. These are our inns, our boutique hotels, if you will, where guests are looking for a different type of travel experience. So we have many different styles across the portfolio.
Now, so it sounds to me like the expresses, they're clean, they're safe, they're beautiful, but they just won't have all of the extra amenities and food and all that other fun stuff that shows up at your resorts.
Well, they just have something different. You know, Pony Express, it actually has cabins and cottages because we have a lot of sporting teams and people who are looking to come to Salt Lake for periods of time. So we do have those offerings at that resort. When I think of Alderwood, which is also another Express property, we have a tiny house village, which is really fun. So keeping in the Highway West Vacations theme and vein, of really allowing your guests to experience something different, they too still offer something unique.
All right, that's really great. So we're going to dive into a few properties. Why don't you start us off with the Palm Canyon Hotel and RV Resort in California? Tell us a little bit about where this is and what makes it a special destination.
Oh my goodness. Palm Canyon Hotel and RV Resort in Borrego Springs is such a unique location. You feel like you're in the Wild West. The whole hotel side of the resort looks like an old Western town. Like you're walking through like an old movie, basically, with all of these wonderful buildings. And then you have this RV resort that just caters to everybody who's looking to experience the amazing night skies and the desert sculptures and going off-roading. It's really a unique place, and it has an amazing restaurant, the Bighorn Bar and Grill, where people can come and enjoy wonderful classic American cuisine, and they can enjoy, you know, getting a beer at our saloon, you know, and be in the desert, of course. We obviously have a couple of swimming pools out there and hot tubs so people can soak up that wonderful sun, and it's just, I mean, I'm dreaming right now about going back that I'm talking about it. It's so unique.
Is it a goal to have that kind of unique food service on all of the properties moving forward, to have sort of a restaurant that's offering cuisine that's sort of matched with the location?
Absolutely. A few of our properties have unique either restaurants, cafes. We have even a crab shack at Oceanside Beachfront RV Resort. It is our goal to really allow our guests to feel like when they arrive at a destination, all we want them to do is relax. So we're offering them wonderful accommodations. We're making sure that they do have either food or catering options on property. And it's just about making their experience that better, you know? Having those things is just another add-on to the experience.
So you could spend the entire vacation relaxing at the campground and not even need to go out and explore, even though you have locations that are near some amazing national parks and state parks and the ocean, as you've mentioned.
Absolutely, you could. You know, we find a lot of our families that travel maybe with aunts or uncles or grandparents. You know, the grandparents, you know, maybe they want to kick back and just relax by a fire or stay in a cabin or a cottage and just enjoy while everyone heads out to a national park or goes out to wine tasting for the day. So we want to make sure that no matter what type of group or family you're gathered with, you have those options. No one's being left out of the experience.
Okay, well, that's just another example then about how your company is like so on trend in the outdoor hospitality industry, because right now multi-generational travel is big, and having those accommodations that suit different, you know, generations of the family is so important to a lot of people.
Grandma and grandpa pull in the big Class A, and then the grandkids go stay in the yurt on the beach.
It's so true. I see it every day here at Flying Flags RV Resort and Campground. I'll see the grandparents in a nice cottage, and the family are in their fifth wheel, and it's just so fun. But then together, but they're comfortable, and they're creating those memories. You know, it's amazing.
Yeah, we just did a recent episode on Fort Wilderness at Disney World, and so much of what you're saying, like, we were raving about Fort Wilderness, obviously. But you know, Jeremy's mother came, and she stayed in a hotel nearby because. And when we talked to her about staying at the campground with us, she said, "I like to sit out on my
her deck,
yeah. And she liked to look at the water and watch the boats and everything." And so it's really is amazing to find a place that can accommodate those different levels of activity too, you know, and what somebody's looking for in a vacation. So
absolutely.
What about the Silver Cove RV Resort in Washington State? A very different destination, right, than Borrego Springs?
Oh, my goodness. Every time I speak about a different resort, I want to start off the sentence by saying, now, this is my favorite. This is my favorite. because you have now the image of Silver Cove in my mind, this beautiful resort surrounded by Douglas fir and spruce trees and these evergreens, and this lake, Silver Lake, right? We have canals all the way through the resort. People literally can pull up their RV and toss their fishing line off their slip and go fishing. They can go canoeing. They can rent boats from us and head out to Silver Lake. And so now you're into this, you know, such a contrast from Palm Canyon Hotel and RV Resort, which is in the desert and it's dry and it has this beautiful season of wildflowers and it has unique art. But now we're at Silver Cove and we are in an area where people can go hiking and go on the lake, and we have a lot of hunters that love to go up there and go hunting. It's just such a different property. And I want to say it's one of my favorites because it's just endlessly beautiful. I mean, everywhere you turn, the scenery is just breathtaking.
It sounds like a real retreat. Like, this sounds like a retreat spot. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In a sense, is the Highway West Vacations team building the types of resorts that you want to stay at? You know, like, you're building the type of properties that you find exciting. I get that sense.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. You know, the company, when we walk on our properties, we always say to ourselves, would we stay here? Would we use that bathroom? Would we shower here? Would we eat here? And the answer is always yes. If we can immerse ourselves and be proud and enjoy the resorts themselves, we know that our guests are going to enjoy them. So, yes, that's a huge thing.
Hearing that from, you know, brands management, you know, hearing that perspective, the fact that you talked about the bathroom as one of the first things that you listed there, that shows that you're tapped in to what a camper, what an RVer, you know, is looking for. It matters.
Can
it's
I
one
tell
of the
you
first
a
things.
Can I tell you a secret?
We love secrets.
The reason why it was first on my list is because I live on property at Flying Flags RV Resort and Campground in my fifth wheel. And every morning I go over and take a shower in our showers because they're so well appointed. I feel like I'm in a spa. I kid you not. I'm like, I'm going to go take a nice, long, hot shower. And just, you know, they're just so well done. And they're heated. They're heated rooms. So it's just such a different experience as opposed to, you know, having to, you know, rough it maybe at a real rough campground where you're really camping and you're going to kind of, you know, get to that shower or even wash in a bucket. I mean, this is luxury camping. This is glamping. And I do it. So that's my secret. But
well,
we just
and
told
it's
everybody.
Probably,
so it's, not a,
it's not a secret, but you know what? It makes a lot of sense because this is one of the reasons why you're so successful at marketing this brand and why, you know, Jeremy and I looking at the materials and starting to become familiar with your brand. This is why we want to experience because someone who actually is using the showers at a campground every day is a good marketing candidate for that brand.
Oh
you know,
goodness.
It's a good fit. So, all right. Well, we'll need to move on from the showers and we'll move on to Shelter
Our
Cove.
Podcast listeners love talking about
they
bathrooms
do. We
and
joke
showers.
About it.
They
yeah.
do. Everyone's always curious. And it's amazing how many otherwise good campgrounds still have bathrooms that haven't been updated since like 1982. Mm. You know, that's very common.
It's important, right? I really think it's important. You know, we invite guests to come and purchase a piece of land for the day, the night, the week, the month. And it's important that when they come, they don't have to worry about anything. They're there to relax. So having well-appointed amenities is so important. And it should be the first thing on any campground owner's list of making sure, do our amenities serve our guests well? And would we use them?
All right, now let's move on to the Shelter Cove Resort and Marina in Oregon. Now,
oh my gosh!
Wait, is this your favorite, Didi Hair?
It's my favorite. You know, it's one of my favorites. I had the pleasure of going to Shelter Cove Resort and Marina. Let me tell you, I think it's like 4,600 feet above sea level, right on Odell Lake between the Deschutes National Park. And it's just amazing. Talk about breathing in fresh air and eating the best fish you could ever catch. This is such a unique space. You really feel like you've gone back to that experience, if you did when you were a child, of going on a true log cabin camp with your classmates. Like you're in these amazing cabins that are so well appointed and upgraded, and you're right in the middle of the forest and on a lake where you have the opportunity to go out and pull up kokanee, which is a landlocked salmon, every day that you're there. And let me tell you, when I was there, guests cooked me grilled, fried, deep fried, and dried kokanee, and I can't tell you how delicious this landlocked salmon is, and it is one of the reasons why I would go back again and again to Shelter Cove.
Now, Didi, do you get help with the fish that you catch there?
People, we have a cleaning station, and
okay.
Believe it or not, people come up there for months. You'll find regulars that want to go up there, and they'll just come for a good month or two because they come for the great fishing, they come for the friendship, they come for the serenity of the environment. But the great thing, like all of our properties, you know, Shelter Cove is open year-round, but it has a diverse landscape. Right now, it is snowing there. So people can go up to the Willamette Ski Pass and grab a ski pass and go skiing all day, come back down, you know, to our resort and get a nice hot cocoa, sit by the fire, snuggle up in their cabin, and, you know, maybe go snowshoeing the next day. But in the summertime, you know, people are jumping off the docks and going swimming and enjoying the lake for the summer. So it's a real diverse opportunity because it's so high up in the mountains.
Your descriptions are so vivid. You would like really do well in my English class. Like you're just, I'm just imagining all of these things in my mind so clearly.
Yeah. Now, Didier, did you say that all of your properties are open year round? Is that standard in your company?
10 of them are open year round. Two of them, we have two properties out in Moab, Utah. Archview RV Resort and Campground and Canyonlands is closed from November through March. They just opened yesterday and kicked off a wonderful opening. People were just calling and booking up their vacations and getaways. But we have another resort out in Moab, Moab Valley RV Resort. So that property, she's able to accommodate all of our guests. So we have three properties out in Moab, Utah, that our guests can choose from. But yes, 10 of them are open year-round, and I think it's important for listeners to know that, because, you know, people think, oh, I'm only going to go camping in the summer. But have you ever considered a fall vacation? Have you ever considered doing a midweek dash and just, you know, plugging out for the week? And, you know, our resorts are open year-round, and we offer so many different styles and ways that you can camp and that are comfortable. So don't think camping is just a summer experience. It's a year-round experience.
Well, Didier, I bet most of our listeners right now are either on their phones or online right now looking at these properties that you're describing and Googling madly.
And we'll link in the show notes to the website.
Everything that we talked about. Now, you alluded to something very interesting about yourself when you talked about your fifth wheel and going to take showers at the Flying Flag bathroom. And the very first time we connected on the phone, we ended up talking for a very long time about your interesting story and how you came to work for this company. And I'm going to ask you to share some of that with our listeners. So everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are here for segment 3, all about Highway West Vacations. But now we're going to get a little bit more personal and get Didier's personal story and how she came to work with Highway West Vacations. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Progressive Insurance.
You can stay protected with emergency expense, which is automatically included with your RV comp and collision. Progressive will pay for temporary expenses, transportation, and towing if your RV is damaged more than 50 miles from your home. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV today for more info.
Now we're going to turn this into a personal profile.
We'll cue the music, right? The intense personal music. Now, Didier, you mentioned that you live in your fifth wheel full time, right?
Yes, I do. I have for the last year and a half. And, you know, if you had asked me 5 years ago, would you live in a fifth wheel? I was like, hell no, I'm not going to be doing that. 5 years ago, I would never have done that. I had a home in Hollywood, and I was living there very comfortably, enjoying designing and remodeling my home. But one day, my husband came to me, and he said, you know what? We got to hit the open road and try something different. And, you know, we are our background, we are filmmakers, and we actually have a lifestyle TV program. And we decided to sell our beloved home and downsize and really look into what tiny living was all about and what that experience could really offer our family. We have 2 young kids, a 5 and a 21-month-old. And, you know, people thought we were kind of crazy to sell our house and hit the open road. In retrospect, it's probably the best thing my family has ever done. It works for us. And in fact, I don't know if I could go back to a home, a traditional home or apartment. That's just my personality and how it's grown. And through traveling America, you know, filming our television program, we connected with Highway West. We wanted to stay in incredible destinations and talk about local cuisine, see how locals live. But we wanted to stay at RV resorts, and we connected with Flying Flags, RV Resort and Campground, and shared our story with them. And they said, wow, you know, we have these other amazing resorts. And so we began the journey of traveling and staying at some of their resorts as we filmed. And they kind of came to us and said, you know, wow, you guys do so much filming. You do so many incredible projects. Could you work with us? And it was such an honor for them to reach out to us and ask us to be part of their family, because it means something to them, and it means something to my family that we can truly live the authentic outdoor experience. And people think, how do you live in a fifth wheel with 2 kids under 5? How do you do that? You know, it's been a growth. You have to adapt. You have to learn, you know, boundaries, and you have to figure out ways to really enjoy your motorhome as a place to commune for meals and to sleep, but realize why you're in that. And you're in that because you want to experience the outdoors and creating memories in the great outdoors. And our family has just grown to appreciate and love it so much that we just said, do you mind if we still live in our RV? And everyone just looked at us, of course you can.
So you have 12 homes. So,
yes, I do. If I get to, you know, travel to these resorts, which we have had the pleasure, you know, my husband has traveled with me and we've filmed these resorts and we've really, you know, been able to immerse ourselves in these resorts and enjoy all of the amenities and the surrounding environments. So I feel so blessed. Like I wake up every day with a smile. Every day the landscape looks a little different. And every day I get to share stories about, you know, where we're traveling, what we're experiencing. And that's just an amazing extension of our personal business and now being part of the Highway West Vacation family.
Now, I'll say to all of our listeners right now that you can see these travels if you follow along at Highway West Vacations on Instagram. Because it's funny, Didier, now I know. I'm like, oh, she's at that resort. If I see a picture go up, I imagine you traveling with your family to that one, you know, and taking that picture.
And then many of the individual resorts also have their own social media accounts, correct? I mean, if you wanted to particularly take a look at Flying Flags because that's in your area or on your list, you could go follow them, right?
Sure, yeah. What I would encourage listeners to do is go to YouTube, type in Highway West Vacations and subscribe and watch our videos. You'll find me there taking tours of the resorts. Also go to our Facebook pages. If there's one particular resort that you love, like it, follow. The resorts pretty much put out wonderful stories every day or every other day. And, of course, Highway West Vacations on Facebook is where all the resorts get featured. We're telling all the stories and sharing all of the information. So you can definitely find us on social levels and, of course, our website. HighwayWithVacations.com.
And then also, too, to see all these unique accommodations, you guys have been doing a good job of taking photos of the Airstream Village or of the yurt. So if you want to get a picture in your head of what your options are, if you want to do sort of a fly vacation but then stay at the campground, check out the social media accounts. All the visuals are there.
Well, you know, Didier, I kind of am bursting with questions for you that I think a lot of our listeners might have about this whole living in your RV with two young kids, but that's not the topic of this podcast. So I'm thinking I'm going to have you back on another time because I want to know how you downsized from your home in Hollywood. I want to know the hard parts about getting used to it. I want to know how you balance all of this.
Yeah, no good deed goes unpunished. You're good, so we're going to have you come back.
We've been doing it for a year. Year and a half now, and I'm not joking. We have not had a fight about living in a fifth wheel that's probably less than 500 square feet. We have
nobody
not
wants
had
to back
a fight
out,
about
huh?
it yet.
All right,
we just
right.
haven't.
Okay. Well, we do have listeners that are interested in that possibility and that idea. So it's just really, I know that you probably piqued a lot of people's curiosity by your by a brief glimpse of your story, and I'm sure they want to learn
and
more.
Let's Stephanie and I be clear here. We have an incredibly exciting trip planned with you guys this summer. And we're going to unroll those details soon, but we are just so pumped up to get out to these different properties and to experience the Highway West with you guys.
Wonderful. We're so excited. We can't wait. And I can't wait to meet your boys.
Oh, yeah. They're something,
Didier. You say that now.
You just wait. All right. Well, we will see you at the Highway West Vacation Campground, Didier. Can't wait.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
Thank Bye. You. The pleasure was all ours. Thank you so much for listening to episode 132 of RV Family Travel Atlas. And we have not missed a week of podcasting in 132 episodes, which is kind of shocking. Like, we're crazy. Maybe we should relax and take a week off.
I don't know.
But anyway, thank you for listening. We hope we got you interested in Highway West Vacations. Big thank you to Didier Snyder for the interview. And we are really excited to be traveling out to the Pacific Northwest this summer and sampling some of these campgrounds. Also, big thank you to the Thetford Corporation, to Jayco, to Cabela's, and of course to Highway West for joining us as a sponsor of the show.
And Progressive wants you to stay protected with emergency expense, which is automatically included with your RV comp and collision. Progressive will pay for temporary expenses, transportation, and towing if your RV is damaged more than 50 miles from your home. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV today for more info, and we will see you at the luxury resort campground.
And we'll see you out on the Highway West.
We will.